Hey guys, really appreciate you tuning into my podcast today. I'm recording this in the evening on a Monday. It's Labor Day. Just had an idea pop in my mind and just want to talk about it. I'm actually lying on a couch, like I'm at a therapist's office, and kind of think it's kind of cool because I can talk about my ideas and express my thoughts, and you know, in a form where I'm feeling better about myself, but I'm also getting it out to you, and maybe you can relate to it in some way, and I can help in some way. I won't make this very long. I don't want to, you know, go on a tangent, but today's topic is really about having habits in life, having a schedule in life, and having that change a little bit sometimes, and it being difficult. Talking about it through my perspective, I have a habit every single day. I wake up at a certain time, I do certain things, and I finish the day in a certain way. I kind of know what's going to happen roughly. And recently I've had to travel, I've had to do things, you know, not bad things, just work things and personal stuff. And my schedule has kind of moved around. You know, dinners pop up, friends pop up, which it's all good stuff, but I still feel like I'm more or less going out of my my schedule or my habit, my routine. And you know, I didn't really notice that I feel this way until recently, but I don't like it. I don't like when my routine is changed. I don't like when my schedule is changed. I like everything to be segmented. So segmented daily that I know what's going to happen. So for me, I can tell you what that is. It's in the morning, I wake up, I have breakfast. I get ready for work. I go to work and I work out and I come home, eat dinner and go to sleep usually. And in between, I kind of do my writing, a podcast, maybe watch some TV, maybe hang out with some friends. And that's kind of been what I've been doing for the past year, almost 2 years now, just kind of just consistently being on that relative schedule. And on the weekends, I kind of, you know, see friends or just, you know, work on my side hobbies and things like that. But recently I've, you know, had to travel a little bit here and there. And again, that it's good stuff. But when I'm traveling for a long period of time, you know, more than 3 days, you know, 4 days, I feel like I'm kind of not being productive and I'm not working towards my goals, whether that be fitness, you know, fitness, health, or, you know, productivity wise, you know, working on my essays, my paper, or my books, sorry, and these podcasts and these videos. I feel like I'm not being consistent and I kind of almost attack myself for it. I get upset with myself. I get mad and I tell myself I don't want to do these trips. I don't want to go on these things. Because I feel like it's going to move my habits away. Like it's an obsession more or less. Like I've gone to the point in my fitness, you know, life working out where if I don't work out consistently, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Like I'm not doing well, right? It's like, I haven't showered in a week or I haven't brushed my teeth for a week, right? It's very hard for me to take breaks. I almost have to force myself to take breaks, through doing things like traveling or going out to dinner, because otherwise I won't give myself a break. And I mean, overall, this is a good habit to have. I think in the grand scheme of things where you are not obsessed, but you're into working out. But it's also unhealthy because you need a balance, right? You can't constantly be lifting weights. You can't constantly be running. You can't constantly be doing work, right? And for me, I always feel like I need to work. I need to do something. It doesn't necessarily mean to be like hard work at like work, but I just need to be productive. Like I don't remember last time I binged a TV show, or I don't remember last time I just sat down during the weekend and I didn't do anything. And a lot of people do this more often, and those people are not bad. I actually, you know, wish I could do that. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. You know, I sometimes look at my phone a little bit too much. I do look at my phone a little bit too much. Sometimes look at YouTube videos. So I do have those habits though that I'm like doing, like wasting time, but I feel awful when I do that. And I feel like if I don't do something productive every single day, the day's not worthwhile. And I think I don't want to take this away. I want this to stay. But I also want to give myself a break and give myself a moment to just relax and kind of just live in the moment. Because if I'm not living in the moment, then what's the point, right? If you're constantly working towards something in the future, what's the point of living in the now? So that's something that I think I've realized, that I just need to kind of go with the flow, accept what comes my way and embrace what comes my way. And I'll be honest with you, you know, as a podcast listener, I'm sometimes hypocritical, right? I'm sometimes a hypocrite, excuse me. I say things like embrace this, accept this, but I don't. I struggle with it. I get upset. I get anxious. I overthink things. And for me, you know, talking about this now, it's a little embarrassing, right? Because it's like you want to be an archetype or an example for others to follow, like illustrate what you believe in. But it's not always that easy. Sometimes you fail at it. And, you know, that's something also to tell you guys, that if you are going through things and you're trying to improve, you know, whatever it may be, like fitness, education-wise, career-wise, personal-wise, like whatever it is, it's okay to struggle. It's okay to not be perfect every single time. The key is just to start somewhere, as I said several times, and to just be consistent in some form, right? So, you know, I'm trying to give myself leeway where if I don't work out for 2 days because I have something to do, I'm so okay because I'm going to go work out for the next 5 days after that. Or if I have one day that I'm not eating healthiest, I'll eat healthy tomorrow. Or, you know, if I don't do something productive, like make a podcast or make a video or do an essay, I'll do it tomorrow, right? And I'm not saying that you should constantly do this, because if you continuously say tomorrow, then, excuse me, I'm yawning, I'm making myself boring. But if you constantly say that you're going to do something tomorrow, you're never going to do it, because you're never going to do it today. You're always going to say you're going to do it tomorrow. So I think when I'm saying it's okay sometimes to say I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'm saying that with a grain of salt. I'm saying that do it as soon as you can and be consistent as long as you can. But sometimes things will come up, right? For me, you know, I'm talking from my perspective. I'm talking about being someone who has worked out for the past 6 years, most days of the week. Someone who's read for the past 6 years pretty consistently. Someone who's done a lot of habits pretty consistently for a long time. And for me, it's like when I don't do that every single day, I feel like I'm lost. So I think it's really important to kind of look at your life and look at what you're doing and be hard on yourself as well. Like if you're not doing it every single day, if you're constantly saying tomorrow, then you're probably not going to be able to do it because you haven't even started. So start first. Like, don't listen to what I'm saying about taking breaks unless you have consistently done it for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. And I say that number because that's how long it takes to form a habit. It needs to be part of your life. Like for me, reading has become part of my life. Doing this has become part of my life. Fitness has become part of my life. You know, meditation has become part of my life. Praying. And that took time. It took me, you know, at least 8 weeks to just get that instilled in me. And it's more or less in me mentally and in me physically, because it's like my body expects me to do that. And the fun thing is like when you get to that point, you are literally going to be on full drive of productivity and you won't even know it. It will just be happening. Another thing is that like there's always room to do more of it. So for me, like I know financially I want to, you know, I'm doing well with my job and I'm good with my finances, but I want to kind of come up with a passive income. I want to kind of do those kind of things. And that's one of my goals, right? So you need to set yourself goals. You can't just accept what you're doing now. You always want to have more, right? Be grateful for what you have now, you know, as I said in some other podcasts and videos, but always kind of look for a little bit more. But at the same time, understand you are human and understand that your body will tell you when you need a break and when you need to do certain things. So if you need to take a break, if you need to bite the bullet and kind of do other things, you know, in order for work or social life, just do it, right? Like if I, you know, for example, go on a dinner with a friend or something like that and I miss a workout, I need to say that's okay. I can't like say that my workout is more important than being with my friend. You know, obviously if you're doing something like going out to bars and everything and dancing and drinking and all that fun stuff every single night, and you're not putting time into the hard things like studying and working out, then I would say maybe, you know, say no more. But for me, it's kind of the opposite right now, where I need to say yes to more things and kind of just do things and not be so focused on, you know, working out every single day, right? You'll figure it out. Like I can move my time to work out. I can work out a little less. It probably won't make a huge difference. So I think for me, in this podcast, what I'm trying to get across to you, and again, this is from my perspective, so you may not be going through the exact same thing. You may not even going through something very similar to me. But it's my thoughts, and I just want you to know how I'm feeling, is that I need to understand that a habit is not destroyed if you break it for a few days. Schedules are not destroyed if you break it for a few days. It's being consistent and finding ways to stick with the habit. You know, if you're traveling, find time to work out if you want to do that. If you're traveling, find time to read. You can figure it out if you really want to do it. And also, it's okay if you don't do something perfectly every single day, right? If I don't go for a month without making a podcast, or 2 months, I'm okay. And the reason is because I'm going to come back to it, because I know that's part of my goal, and I'm not going to give up on my goal. So the question is, it's not if you're going to achieve your goal tomorrow, it's you achieving the goal in general. And that's what I think, and I've said this in another podcast, that's what I think successful people do. I mean, I think that's what make people successful. I think that's what make people fulfilled, is that they don't necessarily always complete their goal immediately, but they never give up. So for me, like, one of my goals is to start my own company. One of my goals is to make an impact. I don't know exactly when that's going to occur. I don't know exactly how that's going to occur, but I know I'm going to constantly be on that that road. And that's what a green light is, right? We talked about that in another episode, where you have these green lights in life where you're working towards things, but you don't necessarily know when it's going to come. But then it comes, and it's like, you got it. It's a green light. So continuously work on things, and don't have a timetable for your thing to occur. Really just say that I'm going to can give it my best every single day in whatever I can do with the circumstances I have. And things will eventually work out, hopefully. It may take years. You know, for me, I only may start a company or be successful in an impactful way in the world when I'm 50 or 60 or 70. I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell the future. But what I know is that I'm going to keep my mission in life and keep my goals in life until I get them. So that's what grit is. It's not giving up. It's like, yeah, fine. You know, you're not a baseball player at 23, but maybe you're going to be a baseball player at 25. That's why if you look at any successful sports athlete, or just any successful business person as well, they have failed several times, and they did not succeed on the first round. They were not the first round pick. They were not the first one chosen in life. They were the ones who were not chosen the first time, were not chosen the second time, were not chosen the third time, sometimes not even the fourth time, and so on. But they continuously went back, and they continuously tried new things, and they continuously tried to push forward. So don't stress out on getting it right every single day. Don't stress out getting it right the first time. Stress out on keeping on the path. As long as you keep the car running, and you take care of that car, which is you, and you will continue going. But the moment you step out of that car, the moment you give up on that car, you sell that car, you sell yourself, and you give up on yourself, that's when you fail. So don't give up on yourself, and don't let anyone. And I talked about this in another podcast, and this is a really big thing that I've learned, is that people will give up on you. A lot of people will give up on you. Most of the world will give up on you. People who love you will give up on you. Not because they don't love you, because I think people who love me or who have loved me has given up on me, but people will give up on you because they're not you. They don't see your vision. They don't see your perspective. The key is to not give up on yourself. The key is to not stop loving yourself, because everyone else, and then it doesn't matter if you don't think you yourself matter. So don't give up on yourself by all means, because times will get tough. I mean, my life has been tough in certain ways. My life will probably be tough in other ways in the future. That's just life. But what I know is that I'm always, always going to bet on myself, and I'm always, always going to not give in to people giving up on me, and I'm never going to give up on myself. I never will. And that's the key. And trust me, as long as you do that, you're going to be better than a lot of people in this world, because I'm telling you now, walk through the streets of a city, go online. There have been a lot of people who have given up on themselves, and you don't deserve that. People do not deserve that. Every single person deserves to live a life that they feel like they're worthwhile and that they're loved. So you owe it to yourself. Don't give up, and don't let anyone tell you to give up, because you yourself define your own life, and you yourself define your own perspective. So I hope you really understand what I'm trying to say in this podcast. It's not easy, it's not fair, and it's not always going to work perfect every single day, but it's being consistent and staying who you are and not giving up on yourself. So thank you.